Hey, thanks for listening to Walk FM. My name is Kyle, and today I'm doing our Community Matters interview with Rex Howe. He is the president of Tri-State Bible College in South Point, Ohio, and they have an upcoming conference about doing ministry here in Appalachia in a post-COVID world. I'm going to ask more about that in just a minute, but Rex, for those who maybe aren't familiar with Tri-State Bible College, or maybe they've heard the name before, but they don't know much about you, can you give me a little bit of the heart of why Tri-State Bible College exists and what you guys do?
We exist to help stewards, shepherds, and servants fulfill their ministries in Christ's commission. And the way that we do that, Kyle, is by offering access to a believing community of biblical scholarship, resulting in lives that glorify God. And there are four specific ways that, and these things exist as our core values, but they're also the measurements and assessments we do for our student body. And those things are, we believe that those lives that glorify God come about through theological discernment, through biblical contextual intelligence, through spiritual devotion, and through ministry competence. So those are at the root of what we have always valued as a school, and they are those things that we try to walk our students through as they seek God in fulfilling their ministry callings.
Okay, and so someone who enrolls at the college, are they enrolling for a four-year program, or do you have other ways that people can take advantage of the services you have there?
They have a lot of options. We have many auditing students, so if you are in a space in your life where pursuing a college degree is not an option, we have an auditing option where you come and you just gain knowledge. You don't have to seek a degree or take classes for credit. But for those who do want to pursue some sort of certification or an actual degree in Bible and theology, we have options for you as well. If you would like to earn a one-year certificate, we have 10 different customizable certificate options for you in areas such as Christian apologetics or Appalachian ministry studies or biblical studies or theological studies. Or Christian education, or the biblical languages such as Greek or Hebrew. So there's lots of options for those who would want to go the certificate route. We also have an Associate's of Arts in Bible Theology. We have a Bachelor of Arts in Bible Theology, and our most recent addition is the Master of Arts in Bible Theology. And our degrees are accredited to the Association for Biblical Higher Education, and we're authorized to offer these to the state of Ohio.
Okay. And are you guys associated with a particular denomination?
We are not. We are Tri-State Bible College. We are a non-denominational school, and we have been our entire 52-year history. We have folks attending our classes from a variety of denominations.
Great. So as I mentioned a minute ago, I know you guys have an important conference coming up later this month. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
I would love to. We are hosting our first annual Appalachian Ministry Conference on March 24th. That's a Thursday, and the conference will last from 9 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. We have a full day planned, and the theme for the conference is fulfilling your ministry in a post-COVID Appalachia. As Dr. Matt Shamblin and I get out and talk to area Christians and area Christian leaders coming out of the pandemic, we're finding that you've got a spectrum, right? You've got folks who are coming out kind of sad and grieving, and then you have folks who are coming out optimistic and hopeful. And so what we're trying to do is create a space at the conference where Christians are able to get encouraged and affirmed, but then they're also able to get equipped for the work that's ahead and the opportunities that are ahead.
Excellent. So who's going to be leading this conference?
So the conference is hosted by the Appalachian Ministry Institute at Tri-State Bible College, and we have a number of speakers. Dr. Tom Chaney has years of experience in church revitalization in rural context and in Appalachia, and he will be our plenary speaker. We also have 12 different breakout sessions that people can register for. For example, we have a ministry to the women of Appalachia with one of our professors, Jenny May, who is also the lady chaplain at the Huntington City Mission. We also have Dr. Matt Shamblin leading a session on the next generation of Appalachians. We have Dr. Herschel York, who's coming up from the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary to do a session on preaching in Appalachia. And we have Dr. Alicia Malone, who's going to come with her 30 years plus of ministering to the families of the incarcerated to talk about ministry to hurting families. So we just have, we have just such a plethora of good opportunities for folks who want to come. We also have a Q&A panel that'll be addressing just questions that people have about ministry in Appalachia post-COVID. And we'll have some things also, Kyle, that are Appalachian in style and focus. We have we'll have an Appalachian meal from Holy Smoke Barbecue, chicken and dumplings, green beans and mashed potatoes, and then we have Beulah Church giving us a bunch of cobblers for dessert, and we'll have an Appalachian storyteller, Pastor Tommy Reed from Kentucky. He's going to tell about a ministry story from his experience as a pastor. We'll have a book exchange table that will be, again, true Appalachian fashion, some sort of mark of a flea market on campus where you get to trade and barter for books. And we look forward to just a great time of fellowship.
I love that, as you said, the conference is going to have kind of an Appalachian flavor to it since we're doing ministry here in Appalachia. Let me ask you, for those who might be wondering, can you give me an example of how ministry here in Appalachia is different than it is somewhere else in the country?
That's a great question. So we are what I would call a unique subculture within American culture. And people who live here know this. I mean, just when someone says the word Appalachia or Appalachia, you know where they're from or where they're not from. I think some of the things that we encounter in, say, church life, I'll give you two examples. In church life, Appalachians are generally independent, fiercely independent people. And so the way that conflicts and mission are handled in the local church context can be impacted by that fierce independence that we all share as individuals. So some of the challenges could be, how do we come together for God's glory and God's mission to accomplish things, and kind of lay my independence aside, not completely, because it is important that I'm an independent individual, but how do we bring those strengths together into a body and accomplish things for God's glory together? So, and the second thing, Kyle, is I think we feel this, but sometimes we can't, it's hard for us to put our finger on it, especially if we've remained in Appalachia, you know, for the entirety of our lives. And sometimes those of us who have left and come back, but can help us see this. And that is, Appalachia is actually a dark place. It is a mission field. And we know of the opioid epidemic. We know that's in the news all the time. But we also sometimes miss that there are a lot of people here who are religious and sometimes who can speak the language of Christianity or have the vocabulary, but we truly do live in a what I would call a gospel dark place, where a lot of people don't understand the grace of God, the power of the work of Christ, and the reality of sin. And I think that mind shift of Appalachia as a mission field is something that we will talk about at the conference.
That is a really fascinating and I think a very, very important point. I'm glad you guys are going to address that. It sounds like you're going to have a fantastic time at this conference. Let me ask you, after the conference, if people say, hey, I really want to learn more and I want to connect more, will you have some opportunities for them to kind of follow up and keep connecting with you?
Yeah, so everyone who registers, we will be asking if you want to learn more. We don't want to assume that, but we'll ask you if you want to learn more both about the Appalachian Ministry Institute and then the Ministry of Tri-State Bible College as well. And so we will begin to include you in the communication, not just about the regular rhythm of the semester life of Tri-State Bible College, but other special events that we will be hosting. For example, I'm speaking with a group called Spread Truth out of Bloomington Normal, Illinois, about youth pastor leadership training to come on campus and do a day of leadership training for young people and youth leaders. So that's the kind of stuff that you'll be connected with if you want follow-up from the conference.
Great. So people who want to learn more about Tri-State Bible College today, or people who want to learn more about this conference, about doing ministry in Appalachia post-COVID, how can they find out more or get connected with you guys?
So the best place to learn the most about the college, just for like a front porch view before coming in the house, would be to go to tsbc.edu. If you go to the website, you'll find out all of our offerings. That's also where you can register for the conference. If you go to tsbc.edu and click on Apply Now or Apply Today, that will take you to the form that you fill out to register for the conference. If you want to learn more about the conference and the kind of things that we'll be talking about, I would say you'll want to check out our Level Paths podcast. And you can find that on Apple Podcasts or on Google Podcasts. And if you go to our Facebook page for Tri-State Bible College, you'll find links to that there as well. Now, that's hosted by the Appalachian Ministry Institute at the Bible College, and Dr. Matt Shamblin, the pastor of Rose Hill Baptist Church in Nashville, Kentucky, and I host, we're the hosting body of the podcast.
Excellent. So the podcast name again is Level Paths. If you want to learn more about the kind of things they'll be talking about at this Appalachian Ministry Conference, is coming up on March 24th. Also, I encourage you to go check it out at tsbc.edu. That's where you can find out more about Tri-State Bible College. Or if you want to register for this conference, you just hit the Apply Now button on that website. I want to say thank you to Rex Howe for being our special guest on the Community Matters interview today. If you missed any portion of this interview and you'd like to hear the entire thing, you can find it at walkfm.org. You can also find the latest Community Matters interviews in podcast format on Mondays. Just search for Walk FM Community Matters wherever you find podcasts. If you're part of a church or an organization that's doing something exciting to bless our community, I'd love to talk to you as well. Send me a message at communitymatters@walkfm.org, and who knows, maybe next time I'll be talking to you on our Community Matters interview. For now, my name is Kyle. You're listening to Walk FM, and I hope you're having a wonderful day.